The Wind Beneath My Wings, a Teen Wolf fanfic, written by Verity and read by Rena Jenkins,
Patica,
X-Men hater,
Cantarina.
The story is rated PG and contains the pairing Derek Hale-style Stilinski, with additional tags for comfort reading, reunions, homecoming, airports. Derek takes care of Styles, future fake, warm and fuzzy feelings.
Styles has been on a plane for hours. He doesn't even remember how many. He lost track between time changes and flight transfers, one in Las Vegas, another in Chicago. Fucking Las Vegas. It's the worst. This is what he gets for deciding to go home for Thanksgiving last minute. Dad and Scott and Melissa on one end, airport hell and cramming for finals on the other. By the time his last flight touches down at LaGuardia, Styles feels like he's been in transit forever. Like there's going to be 5 new iPhone models out by the time he gets to the curb to catch the M60 bus into the city.
Styles doesn't make it to the curb, though, because Derek Hale is waiting for him at the baggage claim.
Derek moved back to Brooklyn after Scott was settled as the Alpha in Beacon Hills, a few months before Styles started at NYU. From the vantage point of Beacon Hills, where driving the length of Manhattan took 20 minutes at the speed limit and still kept you well within Beacon County jurisdiction, it seemed like they'd be neighbors. In actuality, Styles barely goes above 14th Street or below Houston most weeks, let alone into another borough. One time he ran into Derek at the Union Square Farmers Market, literally. There were those few seconds where Derek juggled his tub of goat's milk yogurt and Styles squashed his focaccia against his hoodie before they got themselves under control. Another time he saw Derek on the subway, or thought he did. It was at the L late at night, and Styles had to get off at 2nd Avenue while the guy who might have been Derek continued on.
Did you check any baggage? Derek says now. Or is this it?
Your Styles squints. Me?
Yes, Derek says, not very patiently.
Good old Derek. Styles wants to pat him on the back or the cheek or something, but that might be the exhaustion setting in.
There's not an emergency, and no one has died, Derek says. I can't just come pick you up from the airport.
You don't just anything, Styles says. You don't just go to Gristiti's. You don't just buy hot dogs. Like you don't just walk into Mordor.
Derek doesn't respond, probably because he's aggressively merging into traffic on the highway. They're heading south from the airport, not west towards the city. But Styles is too tired to do anything but relax into the padded bucket seat of the Camaro and stare out the window at the Manhattan skyline glittering against the night. He pulls his phone out of his pocket to check it. He texted Dad and Scott when he landed, but he hasn't looked at it since. And there's a lone emoticon from Scott, a predictable grin.
Styles clears his throat. Scott put you up to this.
He said that you seemed worn out, Derek allows. He's concerned about you.
I'm writing my senior thesis, Styles says. Of course I... His throat closes up around the words. He hates when they worry about him, after everything. It's helped being away all these years, not having to look Dad in the face over breakfast every day, feel Scott's somber, watchful eyes on him in class. He loves them. It just takes so much effort to look... to be well.
I'm supposed to make sure you eat dinner and sleep, Derek says. There's a banh mi place down the street, and Ty that delivers. Unless you want to go back to your dorm. They're coming up on an exit. Derek's fingers hesitate on the turn signal.
The leather headrest is smooth against Styles' stubbled cheek, slow to warm at his touch. He shifts his body so he's angled toward Derek, closes his eyes, and mumbles,
Ty sounds good. When Styles wakes again, Derek's hauling him up the stairs, slung over his shoulders in a fireman's carry. Jesus, don't you have neighbors? Styles says. He blinks, groans, squirms. The overhead light is painfully bright, almost blinding. All he has is a sense of movement to guide him, Derek's careful steps one after another.
Derek tightens his grip on Styles. Do you want me to drop you?
If you wanted me to come over this badly, you could have asked, Styles says. You're terrible at kidnapping.
I'm not kidnapping you, Derek says.
Styles lets Derek carry him the whole way in and set him down on the couch, dropping Styles' duffel. That was the thing that kept whacking against his knee on the floor beside him. It's such a ridiculous show of werewolf strength and unnecessary gallantry that Styles has to repress the urge to fake a swoon. He's still so tired that this whole thing feels like a dream. His flights, his arrival, and Derek's casual, comfortable movement around his apartment, cluttered with furniture and the debris of city life. A heavy wool peacoat draped over a chair, a battered $2 umbrella, a sleek bicycle with a bell. Why do you even own a car? Styles says as he dangles his legs over the side of the couch, towing off his sneakers to listen to their satisfying thuds on the floor.
Derek swats at Styles' feet until Styles pulls them back, knee to chest, and turns to face the cushions. I drive for work. It comes out about even.
I don't remember what you do for work, Styles says to a throw pillow. It matches the couch. Otherwise, he'd wonder why Derek owns a throw pillow. Now he just wants to know why Derek owns a couch that comes with them. The pillow and couch are both covered in heavy flocked brocade that smells like it's older than Dad. Sorry.
Something brushes against Styles' hair. I'm a courier. And you're what? A journalism major?
Psych. I changed. Styles yawns. Last year, yeah. Are you a drug mule?
Derek sighs and turns on a light somewhere on the periphery. Some paper rustles. I ordered you basil beef, he says. Extra spicy.
The basil beef is so hot that it makes Styles' eyes water. He drinks two glasses of water and another glass of milk before he's finished. He didn't realize he was so hungry. Derek eats his own spring rolls and pad thai sedately, watching Styles like he's putting on a particularly amusing show. He ducks his head when Styles catches his eyes, cheeks flushing. Sorry, Derek says. You're just... I forgot how you are.
Graceful, Styles prompts. Refined, dignified. His whole mouth feels numb and swollen. He swipes at it with the back of his hand.
Derek rolls his eyes. Decorous.
Baby, are you a thesaurus? Because you... Styles begins. But then Derek puts his hand on Styles, and Styles can't do anything but stare at it, fixed under Derek's tentative grasp, like a deer beneath a semi. He's jittery with sriracha adrenaline, and bone-deep tired beneath that. And somewhere between those two poles, desire pools in his gut, low and steady. He takes a deep breath. Scott didn't tell you to,
When Derek starts to pull back, Styles leans forward and grabs Derek's hand, so it's pressed between both of his own in a little awkward turtle sandwich. Derek shakes his head, doesn't meet Styles' eyes. No, I... Sorry.
I'm not, Styles says. Come on, feel my hand up a little more.
The end. This podcast was recorded after the end of Podvacation 2017 in an airport. Hence the noise. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it and have a nice day.